very, very dry air.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Mitchell is at the Buffalo Weather Station. Mitchell tells WBFO News the drought will continue. Very dry air and a lack of moisture is preventing any weather system from providing enough rain.
Even fronts that approach our area, they start, some of the moisture tends to even dry up as it gets, you know, toward our region just because the ground is so dry, it helps evaporate the moisture.
But with very dry grounds, heavy rains could cause flash flooding. That's what happened over the weekend in Ellicott City, Maryland, captured on video by citizens, where in just 3 hours, more than 5 inches of rain fell, causing devastating flash floods.
If you get a real heavy downpour in a quick amount of time, the ground really doesn't saturate. It just basically acts like a big parking lot. Very hilly terrain, so places like the southern tier where you've got deep valleys and terrain that can actually funnel the water, that's where you'd have more danger, which is typical anyways with flash floods. And also urban areas, because the same idea, you don't have anywhere for the water to go once the sewers fill up.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.